This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in New Delhi yesterday after concluding his three-day successful visit to the United States. During his extensive and packed engagements, the Prime Minister attended the Quad Leaders Summit, a large Indian-American community event, addressed the United Nations Summit of the Future, and held multiple bilateral meetings with heads of several other countries. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will today inaugurate the second edition of Uttar Pradesh International Trade Show, UPITS, in Greater Noida. The five-day trade show will conclude on 29 September. The event will showcase the trade and culture of Uttar Pradesh. It will also highlight Vietnam as the partner country. The first edition of the UPITS was inaugurated by the President of India, Draupadi Murmu, last year. In Jammu and Kashmir, the stage is set for voting for the second phase of assembly elections today. 26 assembly constituencies will go to the polls in this phase. Voting will be held from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. All arrangements have been put in place to ensure free, fair and smooth polling in this phase. Key candidates in the fray for this phase are National Conference leader and former Chief Minister Omar Abdullah, Congress Pradesh Chief Tariq Hamid Kara, Jammu and Kashmir BJP President Ravindra Raina, and Apni Party President Altaf Bukhari. Senior Congress leader and leader of the opposition LOP in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, will address two-party poll rallies in Jammu and Kashmir today. A Congress leader said Rahul Gandhi will first hold an interaction immediately after his arrival in Jammu with professionals at the Radisson Hotel in the city. The interaction will start around 11:25 a.m. After the interaction, he will address a Congress campaign rally at JK Resort Ground in Jammu at 12:30 p.m. The National Conference, NC and Congress are fighting J&K assembly elections in a pre-poll alliance. As per the terms of the alliance, NC will contest 52 and Congress 31 assembly constituencies. Both parties have left two seats uncontested, one for the CPIM in the Valley and the other for the Panthers Party in Jammu Division. The Border Security Force BSF has lodged strong protests with Border Guard Bangladesh BGB against illegal crossing by Bangladeshi miscreants and abduction of its jawans. The BSF in a statement said that it actively worked to secure the safe return of its personnel. The jawan was returned by BGB after the meeting between the sector commanders. The BSF personnel was abducted during a routine patrol near the Biral border in Dhanojpur, India. The incident involved a group of 15 to 20 illegal Bangladeshi miscreants who crossed into Indian territory and forcibly took the BSF jawans into Bangladesh and was put in the custody of BGB. The BJP has distanced itself from party MP Kangana Ranaut's statement on the three farm laws, which has been withdrawn earlier by the central government. BJP spokesperson Gaurav Bhatia said that this statement is her personal views. He said Kangana Ranaut is not authorized to make statement over the issue on behalf of BJP, and her statement does not reflect the party's views on the farmland. And that's the end of this news bulletin.